Pro bono services, I think we are at a critical point when it comes to the need for pro bono legal services. I think as we look around, you read the newspaper, especially here in Austin, you hear about Google opening an office, you hear about Apple expanding. It seems that our tech industries are doing well. The university is flourishing. And so you look around and you feel like we are living in a very affluent community, that our community is doing well, that we should have very few issues when it comes to poverty. But when you look behind what's really happening in Austin and in most other places, in fact, the poverty, those folks living in poverty, that population is growing. In Austin, a place that looks and feels very affluent and well off, we have a poverty rate higher than the national average. Near 20% of our population in Austin and Travis County live at or below the federal poverty level. That means 200,000 of our neighbors are living in poverty. And when you earn as little as $1,100 a month as an individual, there is no way you're going to be able to afford legal services. And when we're talking about the legal needs of our low-income neighbors, we are talking about critical issues. We're talking about individuals who are victims of domestic violence. We're talking about individuals who are being wrongly evicted from their apartments. We're talking about individuals who are victims of door-to-door consumer scams or being ripped off by used car dealers. And when you think about what the impact is of an eviction, of losing their car, these things are very disruptive to individuals, to families. As we start school, the school year begins, it's unbelievable the impact that someone being evicted or losing their car has on their children and those children's education.